USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Monday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on why the meeting is taking place.
I mean, the whole point of this meeting today is to try to get Republicans to vote for the bill.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of questions. The door's open. It's heavy. But the door's open.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More Americans keep getting vaccinated for the coronavirus.
46% of adults have had at least their first shot, and 28% of adults are now fully vaccinated across the U.S.
White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt telling a briefing about 120 million Americans have received shots, roughly 72 million now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz has enacted a curfew in the Twin Cities metro counties Monday night after police released body cam footage of a fatal shooting of a 20-year-old African-American man during a traffic stop. The curfew runs from 7 p.m. Monday night until 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. Walz also saying,
but for those who choose to go out and, as Mayor Carter said, to exploit these tragedies for destruction or personal gain, you can rest assured that the largest police presence in Minnesota history and coordination will be prepared. You will be arrested. You will be charged. And there will be consequences for those actions. It's not debatable. You're not making the case. You're hurting the case. You're undermining the grief. And you hear it from families time and time again. Don't you dare step into our space where we're trying to enact change through our system. So the curfew will be a part of that.
Tiger Woods tweeting congratulations to 2021 Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg acknowledged that he had misrepresented the number of new jobs President Joe Biden's proposed $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan would create, essentially admitting he had overstated the figure by around 16 million. Buttigieg, when pressed on Fox News Sunday with anchor Chris Wallace.
Would you agree that you and the president and Brian Deese, the economic advisor on this program last week, you all exaggerated the jobs impact? You're the one who cited Moody's Analytics as 19 million, and it's actually 2.7 million, which is a bunch, but it's not what you said.
It's part of a scenario that Moody's says will create 19 million jobs. But the bottom line is it's going to add jobs, and this is a direct refutation of people who are saying otherwise. So, you're right. I should be very precise. The difference in jobs that particular analysis suggests is 2.7 million more. That is a great place to be.
The state of Iowa has rejected a request by the Biden administration to house children who illegally cross the border. Iowa's Director of Human Services saying this is due to limited resources and administrative concerns. We have an obligation to take care of our own children first, and absent the resources or a clear and comprehensive plan for federal support, we were unable to accommodate the request. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.